This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi today. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held on Thursday at the Ramlila Maidan in the national capital. The BJP had won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. India and Qatar has agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. Briefing the media in the national capital last evening, Secretary in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said two agreements and five MOUs were signed between both the nations. He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. A revised double taxation avoidance agreement was also signed between the two countries. The secretary said the two countries have also agreed to double their trade to $28 billion annually in the next 5 years.
Both sides have agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders. The trade today between India and Qatar is about US$14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inauguration of the Inland Waterways Transport, IWT, terminal on the Brahmaputra National Waterway 2 at Jogighopa in Assam. In a social media post, he described it as a significant step toward improving infrastructure and promoting inland waterways for the progress and prosperity of the region. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, along with Bhutan's Minister of Finance, Limpo Nimgyal Dorji, inaugurated the IWT terminal at Jogighopa. The terminal is located at a distance of 91 km from Gelepu in Bhutan, 108 km from Bangladesh border and 147 km from Guwahati. The unemployment rate for people aged 15 years and above in urban areas dipped to 6.4% in the October-December quarter. The unemployment rate in the December quarter of the current financial year was 6.5%. Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said labor force participation rate in urban areas among persons of age 15 years and above has increased to 50.4% in October-December quarter 2024. It was from 49.9% during October-December quarter in 2023. The Uttar Pradesh government and Mahakumbh Mela Authority have dismissed rumours claiming the Prayagraj Mahakumbh has been extended beyond the 26th of this month. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Mandhar clarified that the rumour circulating widely on social media is entirely false. Former United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, along with his family, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared that they had a wonderful conversation on many topics. He also stated that Mr. Sunak is a great friend of India and is passionate about further strengthening India-UK ties. The ninth edition of the ICC Champions Trophy will kick off this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. Rohit Sharma-led Indian team will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. And the 34th edition of the ITTF ATTU Asian Cup Table Tennis Tournament begins in Shenzhen, China this morning. India men's team is led by Sharad Kamal, a five-time Olympian and reigning Commonwealth Games singles champion. The squad also includes world number 60 Manav Thakkar and world number 70 Harmeet Desai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.